Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 17th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, where presently we have an outstandingly beautiful but cold day, but they're saying some severe weather's coming in. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. That's what we want to do today with this message. Today's message is titled Mephibosheth. The scripture text is from 2 Samuel 9, verse 8.
Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?"
We received word this morning that a longtime friend of ours has gone home to be with the Lord. For many years, Wilfred was the greeter at our church in northern Pennsylvania, and many will fondly remember his warm smile. For the last several years, he's been confined to a nursing home in an increasingly diminished mental state.
Well, we mention from time to time that I lead in weekly hymn sings in several nursing homes. As expected, most of the residents are elderly, but in one particular setting, I have an opportunity to minister to the disabled. Bill, and I'm giving you a fictional name, Bill, who has a horribly disfigured face due to a congenital birth defect, regularly attends these hymn sings. His condition is called Sturge-Weber's syndrome, named for the two doctors who discovered this disfiguring disease. Bill's head is oversized, his face is misshaped, and his features are so out of proportion that he deals with curious people who point and stare at him in revulsion when he is in public settings.
It is our heart's desire to be filled with compassion toward people like Bill. Brooksine has established a relationship of kindness toward Bill. That's wonderful. Mephibosheth is among my favorite lesser-known Bible characters. His story is told in 2 Samuel chapter 9. And if you're not familiar with his life, you may need to read the entire chapter and some study material about him. Today's message is a summary.
Well, he had a lot more than his share of problems and was now the sole surviving member of Saul's family with David as the king. His own personal esteem must have been horrendous. He considered himself a dead dog. Since dogs were not valued by the Hebrew culture in the sense that we do, as they're our own personal pets, this self-description packs a double whammy, kind of like us saying, "A dead skunk like me." But David models the love of God when he sought Mephibosheth out and made a place at the king's table for him. This is a great Old Testament illustration of grace.
Some of you hearing this podcast just may not be able to identify with Mephibosheth at all. Life has been and is going pretty good. Most importantly, you have an assurance of God's love and a network of caring, loving people around you. I encourage you to consider others who may need a lift today by your expression of personal interest or act of kindness. David so powerfully illustrates God's grace and the fact that he didn't wait for Mephibosheth to cross his path, but actually made the necessary effort to find him and then chose to bless him. How can you demonstrate that grace today?
Others hearing this podcast today may really identify with Mephibosheth. Life's always been hard, and you wonder when and if things will ever work out. It's been one hard blow after another, and you sometimes feel like a dead dog. You wonder if anyone loves you, if anyone really cares. And here you are, listening to this message today. God wants you to understand and receive his love and care. He wants you to hold on to this unchanging truth.
That truth is this: God loves you and God cares about you. The fact is, apart from the love and mercy of God, every one of us are dead dogs. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Let's pray together today, and the passage of Ephesians 3:16 to 20 I adapted into our prayer. Jesus, I pray that from your glorious, unlimited resources, you will give your mighty inner strength through the power and presence of your Holy Spirit. May our readers who trust in you have the power to understand how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. May they experience your love, Jesus, though it is so great they will never fully comprehend it. As we release your mighty work or your mighty power that is at work within, we are able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope for. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing a prayer with us today. She writes her prayers heavily influenced by the Holy Scriptures. Today's prayer is influenced by Ephesians chapter 3, a prayer there. Well, we're on the web again at www.dailyencouragement.net, and there are a number of additional resources on the web today, features. There we have a picture of Brooksine sharing with a nursing home resident. It's not Bill, the man we referred to in the story. I think we'd be careful of placing a picture up of Bill. In fact, I've never seen him, but I understand from both Brooksine and Astaire, he is quite some overcoming and difficulties in life. Interesting point Brooksine makes, that she found out that Bill was born on the very same day that she was, October 21st, 1955. And actually, in a previous encouragement a couple years ago, we kind of alluded to the sense of perspective on how different two lives were, yet both born on the same day. Well, we have a number of different additional resources. I want to point out that I have a couple of pamphlets that are available for reading online by the ministry that puts out the wonderful little booklet, devotional booklet, Our Daily Bread. I've often said I'm aware how much influence that booklet has had on this particular series. And they're both available as a PDF right online. One is called When Life is Unfair, and the other, Why Would a Good God Allow Suffering? And there are links to those. Also have a link up to this disease we refer to, Sturge-Weber's syndrome. And it actually has some pictures. If there's any need to understand just how disfiguring this disease can be, some of the pictures surely indicate what some people deal with in having this disease. I'll let you go to the site today, but I have a testimony of a reader and the influence of a message from several weeks ago where I wrote about flee from sexual immorality, and a tremendous testimony of someone that wrote and shared how that particular message helped them in regard to an overcoming experience in that issue. And finally, let me point out some songs today on the website that you can link to that we feel go so well with today's message. Is a wonderful contemporary chorus, or actually song. I believe it will become a hymn, should Christ tarry, many years down the road, called How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And we have two versions of it. Both do a fine job, both for musicians I'm not familiar with. And may it bless you. And again, there are links to these up on the site. If you hear a little bit of stretching and frustration here, our cat, who likes to get right in the way of our podcasting, is trying to work her way over, but Brooksine just removed her from the area. Well, what a joy to share with you today. And we pray God's richest blessings upon each listener.